Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Sarah from Fantagram, and you're listening to Zero Dark Nerdy. Boom.
Action. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast. This is your boy Brian, aka El Nino, and today I'm joined with
the one, the only, Doodoo Brown, 3879, aka, I did it again.
Oh, that's all good.
Jordan Brown, the other way.
We'll still give him the air horns. It's been quite some time since Jordan's been on, and we're excited to have him back.
A little bit. I honestly didn't know we were starting right then. I said action, and I had no idea. I did not expect it, but here we are.
Hey, that's why we edit. We can always go back and fix it, but it's more fun when it's raw.
Boom. Raw dog, man. It is more fun when it's raw.
That's right. That's right. Before we get started, we do want to give a big shout out to our main sponsor out there, Red Cinemas on Battleground Ave, right across from Sheetz. Be sure to check them out for all your movie-going needs. That is redcinemas.com, as well as big shout outs to our friends over at Municipal, Gate City Growlers, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, and the many others that have supported us over the years as we are hitting year 4, season 5. And today we are going to be, normally we do like a combined episode for movie anniversaries, but we love this movie so much, we figured it definitely deserves an episode of its own.
I think we'll have enough material for it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So it's the 25th anniversary of The Fifth Element.
Lulu Dallas Multipass.
Yeah. Lila at Multipass, you know this Multipass. Lila Dallas, my wife, we're newlyweds.
Just met, you know how it is. Bumping.
Nice little masterpiece with Bruce Willis.
Masterpiece. Chris Tucker. Mila Jovovich.
Oh, yes. Multipass.
Luke Perry. Gary Oldman.
God. Gary Oldman.
Everybody's in this fucking movie. Tommy Lister Jr.
Tiny. Tiny,
exactly. Yeah,
rest in peace to Debo out there. And then international techno star Tricky is in the film.
Is he the guy at the door?
I believe so. He's the one that's got the funky thing with the hair and goes up to the window. Black guy with a British accent.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No. I'm thinking of give me the cash. Oh.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's really easy to get started. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
So what is your first kind of feedback? Like when do you remember first kind of checking out Fifth Element? And then we'll just kind of go from there.
I wonder if I saw this in theaters. Here's one thing I know for an absolute fact. Mm-hmm. I know that the first time I saw this movie, this brilliant movie, I did not appreciate it the way I should have.
I don't think many did.
Yeah, it's definitely a go back, and I consider this movie, and someone can come and challenge me immediately in the comments. I call this movie the most rewatchable film of all time. I'm not saying it's the best film of all time.
Right, right.
I'm just saying it could come on TNT and I could finish it.
Yeah.
And then it could come on TBS the next minute and I'd be like, well, I guess I'm doing this again. Get the popcorn.
Or on one of the main, I don't know if they still have these, like all the HBO channels. You know, as soon as it wraps up on one HBO, we go to like HBO 2, HBO 3.
And I'd fucking watch it in Spanish, you know, HBO.
The Ocho.
Oh man.
I don't believe I saw this in theaters. And just like yourself, and like I said, I think many people, when they first saw it, it was just kind of one of those like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of, you appreciate it for what it is. And then it's definitely, once it comes back on, you're like, oh, wow.
Let's do this again. There's so many acts to this movie. So many different scenes. It's like, the best space opera of action.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Anyone who says they don't like this movie, I will fight with both hands tied behind my back.
With ferocity.
And I will win for the honor of the Fifth Element. Did we say Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I hope so. No, we didn't.
Right?
I think it was like the second person we said. And yeah, I always forgot Tiny Zeus Lester. He was the president.
The president.
And I mean, which of course you see Tiny Zeus Lester as the president of any movie.
He's usually the president. Hmm.
Not usually.
That's
who
you guys got?
Right. Almost as good as Terry Crews playing President Camacho in
Idiocracy. Such a good one.
Also a good one. Yeah, it's another rewatchable one, too. Yeah. We definitely have to have a rewatchable.
You know, I've only seen that one time.
I have it.
You've not seen it?
No, I have it. Oh. I have it. Yeah, not that I haven't. I literally almost have it.
Shit my dick off of my body.
Holy crap. So yeah, I think the first time I did see this though, so we're talking 97. So I'm dating myself here a little bit. Probably getting ready to hit senior year. Yeah, senior year of high school. And you know, I'm sure back then too, this was definitely VHS renting it.
Absolutely.
On VHS.
Matter of fact, I have the VHS, or my parents have the VHS.
Nice. That's a good find right there.
Yeah, man. Not usable.
Yeah. But. And I mean, you know, I was partaking in some of the lean green back in the day a little bit. So I'm sure the first time I saw it, I was probably a little bit under the weather, as they say. And then I think the more I've seen it, and especially just like you said, over the years, it's just one of those things where it was always on TNT. TNT, we know movies, or whatever their slogan was or whatnot. And it's one of those, you see it on TNT, you watch it, and then you just kind of appreciate it more and more and more and more. I mean, it was just so out there and very different from other sci-fi movies at the time, of course, whether if it was, you know, Star Wars or Stargate or anything with star in it. You know what I mean? It was just completely different in this, you know, world where New York was pretty much all up in the clouds,
because
the lower you got, it was just a trash heap. And then going across all these different galaxies, and then the planet, what was the bad planet that was controlling Gary Oldman?
The Dark Lord or whatever the fuck it was. Right. What was his fucking name? Keep going though.
Yeah. But, you know, just the special effects, the flying cars, I still think to this day, one of my favorite sites, especially back then too, being in 97, the scene where they, you know, pretty much put Lulu back together just from the arm fragment.
Yeah.
Is just fantastic, you know, and to me way ahead of its time. Like, who would ever thought that we can take, you know, just a little piece of what was left of a person and then end up recreating that person out of it.
Mr. Shadow.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. I mean, I did remember it anyway. When she breaks out of the thing, and it's like, that's such an iconic scene. She's perfect.
Yeah.
So good. And she jumped, I mean, obviously an aluminum foil wall. Jumped straight out. So good.
And then,
and she's
strikingly
PG-13.
Yeah. Very is nice. It PG-13?
It is PG-13. Shows her titties twice in that movie, and it's PG-13.
It does. I guess they were like, these are space titties. They don't really count.
We're not using them to sexualize her. She's the supreme being.
Yeah. I do like, though, in the beginning of the movie where there's like the flying noodle cart. I kind of wish they had that.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Like, just roll up to your window?
Right. You don't go to the drive-thru.
You want
the drive-thru
today?
Comes to you.
Like,
yeah, and I know we got Grubhub and shit like that too, but I would like some dude to come over and just cook up some noodles and
tell you
take
your
off.
Fucking fortune,
right?
Even if it's bad, you know. I mean, that would be so sick. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about the air traffic, how that would work. That looks fucking
terrible.
Coma.
We can barely drive on the ground. I can't even imagine what it would be like up in the air.
Oh my God, I was so nervous watching that movie every single time.
The world's favorite blue hedgehog is back in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, now available on digital. In this next-level sequel, Sonic and Tails must save the world from Dr. Robotnik's evil plans. Buy Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and watch it today. Rated PG.
It's a flying
cruise
ship.
Was that supposed to be New York? Did they ever say that?
I mean, the cabs are yellow, so
is that a thing?
That's a prerequisite for New York.
I did not know this. Yeah. I thought cabs were yellow everywhere.
No, no. Well, you were just in California. Don't they have like a, well, now there's Uber and Lyft and everything, Uber, but back then, especially, and you know, just watching old episodes of Entourage and stuff like that, there's like five different colored taxi cab companies out in some states, in particular California.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not just the regular chromatic yellow. So, and then, of course, a fantastic performance by the one and only Chris Tucker. Whoever did the costumes for this movie, they should have won an award if they did not.
I wonder if they did. They might have. But Ruby, I've been telling everyone this if I ever got into cosplay, mm-hmm. I would do two cosplays ever. Like, those would be, like, my go-tos. They'd be like, oh, there's the guy that does Ruby Rod, and he's pretty freaking good at it. And I think the other one would be Rufio. Rufio. A fucking mix of the two. Ruby Rufio. Fuck. Somebody get on that right now.
There you go.
Get my measurements.
Hit him up on Twitch.
And please make me that costume.
Rufio's going to be at Tampa Comic Con again this year.
Really? Mm-hmm. There are so many just like, I mean, you got Bruce, like I said, Bruce Willis, Mila Jovovich, Chris Tucker, all these like A-list actors. Mm-hmm. Just and nobody knew who Mila Jovovich was.
Right. Right.
Like she came out of left field.
Yeah.
And won our hearts, and especially Bruce Willis's when everyone forced him to say that he loved her.
And she saves the planet.
Spoiler. And she saved the planet. He tricked her. He was like, I beg y'all to watch that scene again. And he's like, I love you. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, he has some attachment issues.
And she's like, beam of light out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot Mr. Shadow away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing that happened in the movie. I watched it one jillion times.
Yep. And then, you know, we got to talk about, obviously, the opera scene with...
on Plava Laguna?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
that was pretty freaking cool. Again, this is just a movie that was very unexpected. There's unexpected scenes in there.
Like literally 25 years later, we're still sitting here like, what was that? What right. was that?
Right.
I shit you not. I cannot tell you how many times in the shower I tried to hit those notes. Da 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 da.
That's pretty good.
Nope, thank you. But obviously, it's like a couple octaves above that. But that bitch was getting
she
it.
She was getting it.
She was getting it. Right.
And I'm glad too that this is one of those films that at least I've never heard. There's always people always talking about remakes and sequels and stuff like that.
God.
It's never really followed this one. You know, I think it just stays true. It's not like the special effects were terrible or made in the 60s.
Right.
It's just a good story. Like, leave it alone. You know, doesn't need a sequel. Doesn't need a remake.
You don't need a sequel. You don't need to know anything.
Yeah.
Anything more than you already know.
Yep.
After leaving the movie. You don't need to know a single fucking thing.
Exactly.
There are little, Easter egg. There are like little Easter eggs and shit that you missed the first time and maybe even on the 20th fucking time. But it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. Rewatchability. I would definitely 5 out of 5 coins on our end.
I'd say 6 out of 5 coins.
There you go. 6 out of 5. So check it out. If you have not done so already, I'm sure if you have TNT or TBS, it's probably on right now as you're listening to us. Turn us off. The episode's about to be over. You can go ahead and turn us off and put it on.
As soon as Law and Order gets off and you read executive producer Dick Wolf, then the credits.
The very next thing.
Yep.
The very next thing.
The very next thing. No commercials or anything.
That's true. That's true. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere right now. I know it was on Netflix for a little bit, but you know, Google it. It'll show you if it's streaming anywhere. But again, especially Memorial Day weekend too. Well, this will air in a couple days. Either way, it's on every weekend on some TNT or TBS channel somewhere.
And it's probably to buy. It's probably only $6 somewhere.
Exactly.
Like those, the Target bins.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee you it is in a buy six for $6 movie bin somewhere. And it's so good. If you haven't seen this movie, please trust me that it's, you know, we've been saying,
mm-hmm.
we talked a lot, we've said a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we each have said the first time we watched it, didn't really, it either went over my head.
Oh yeah.
Or like, I was just like, what the fuck? What the fuck did I just watch? Yeah. You know, coming out of my sixth grade mouth. Right. I would have been in sixth grade.
Jeez. I'm getting up there in age.
You know, one thing I will say, are we about to cut this?
No.
Okay. Cool. One thing I will say about the coolest thing to me about this movie that I didn't realize until like the fourth or fifth or sixth time I watched it was that I don't think I've ever seen another movie where the main protagonist and the main antagonist have no idea of each other's existence.
This is true.
It's the way that they put that movie together.
I did not think about that.
Is fucking awesome. They never meet. They walk by each other kind of almost one time.
Yeah.
But they aren't like if they pass by each other, even if they saw each other, they'd be like, oh shit, there's a weird looking guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Gary Oldman. Holy shit, is that Bruce Willis?
You're in this movie too?
Damn, dude.
That's probably how it was on set.
I bet. They literally only had one scene, heavy quotation marks scene together.
Yeah.
Where the camera saw them within the same scene, like the same scenery. That's wild.
But yeah, definitely check it out. And, you know, honestly, I consider it to be like a family-friendly film. It's not overly violent or anything like that. Great science fiction, great special effects.
Almost zero blood.
Right, right.
It's a love story.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's great.
It's got everything. If you like sci-fi and space and comedy, like this is a pretty funny movie as well.
It's so funny. Yeah. It is so funny. I mean, Chris Tucker's in it.
The timing, I think that's one of the things that really doesn't get talked about enough, especially Bruce Willis's timing in the movie.
Yep.
It's just that subtle kind of George Carlin, just zingers.
And especially when him and Chris Tucker are interacting together.
Yeah.
Their chemistry on set to me was great. They might not have liked it themselves, but man, it was so freaking cool, dude. Yeah. And some of the sci-fi aspects of it, like Lilu is her name. When she puts the little thing in the microwave, it's like a little drop of water in the microwave, and out she, like 2 seconds later, she pulls out this big fucking rotisserie chicken. Like that would be so dope. That'd be so fucking cool.
Remember in Back to the Future Part 2 where they had like the little pizzas and they put it in a microwave, then it's like this gigantic big pizza.
I kind of want pizza now, dude. I'm going to Mexico on Friday and I don't need to be eating shit like that.
No.
But I think I'm gonna be eating shit like
just be careful with the water down there, buddy.
That's what everyone tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I'll brush my teeth with bottled water. Fuck it.
There you go.
I'll be super safe.
Just gotta be a little bit careful out there.
Fuck that.
So thanks for joining us on our nice little mini episode. We will have more anniversaries coming your way as far as movies, music we're going to incorporate this year too. We always, not by intention, leave out music, album anniversaries. Definitely want to incorporate that this year. And a lot more fun stuff coming. This is part of the new studio/podcast space. We took a month off just to kind of relax, regroup, get settled in. But we will be back with more episodes. Again, big shout outs to Red Cinemas out there. Be sure to check them out for all your movie theatrical needs, I guess you would say.
I'm going to go see Men tonight. A24, baby.
There you go. A24 Films announced. We're going to have to do one on those too.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, of course, our friends over at Zipster for our amazing website. That is Zibster. Rihanna and company over at Municipal. That's municipal.com for the most comfortable athletic apparel on the planet. And, of course, Andrew Newman, attorney at law, keeping us out of jail. On behalf of Jordan and myself and the rest of the Zero Dark Nerdy crew.
Hold on. Wait.
Right back.
Oh, wait. Are we just taking a break?
No.
Okay. Right. One thing before we go, I just read this and I had no idea. So Chris Tucker wasn't Beeson's first choice for Ruby Rod.
Who was?
Prince.
Wow.
And Prince turned it down and let this sink in. This will be the last thing we say. Let this sink in.
Yeah.
Prince turned down this role because Prince said that the costumes were too effeminate.
No. Blouses.
Game.
Unbelievable.
Oh wow, I just read that. That's insane.
I mean, that worked out well for Chris Tucker, though. That is insane. I never knew that. So a little fun fact for you. You learn something new every podcast episode. Be sure to check us out again, Jordan, on Twitch at
DoodooBrown3879.
And if you're down in the Charlotte area, be sure to see him bartending down at Broken Promises. Big shout out to Orlando and the Heartbreakers out there at Broken Promises in Charlotte as well. We'll see you next time. Peace.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.